complete in him. I am complete in him. Complete in him. I am complete in him. Sing it loud and clear.
Complete in him. I am complete in him. Complete in him. I am complete.
Sing it loud and clear. Sing it loud and clear.
Complete in him.
Of righteousness, but by his grace alone.
Oh, yeah.
It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone.
Oh, yeah.
It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we are complete. Oh,
complete.
There is no problem that I can solve, my Jesus solves it all. There is no problem that I can solve, my Jesus solves it all. There is no problem that I can solve, my Jesus solves it all. Oh, I am complete. There is no mountain that I can climb, my Jesus climbs it all.
Oh, yes.
There is no mountain that I can climb, my Jesus climbs it all. There is no mountain that I can climb, my Jesus climbs it all. Oh, I am
complete.
Begin to thank the Lord for what you know is going to do in your life here tonight. Praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The one is more than sufficient. What a mighty God we serve. Glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. He doeth wonders. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for another wonderful evening. We thank you for what you did here yesterday. And we thank you for what you are going to do here today. We also thank you for what you are going to do here tomorrow. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This evening, lay your hands upon us. Do great and marvelous things in our lives. At the end of this crusade, let all those who see us declare that we have seen the glory of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Let's have a seat. God bless you. Amen. Tonight is a very serious night, and I'd like you to pay attention right from the word go. Praise the Lord. The message you are going to look at is what I call let my family go. Can you say that loud and clear?
Let my family go.
let my family go. Very quickly, let's go into scripture. Into the Old Testament, in the book of Nahum. Sisters, what's our topic for today?
Let my family go.
Brothers, what's the topic?
Let my family go.
Nahum is in the Old Testament. You find Nahum between Micah and Habakkuk. Nahum. Are we there? Nahum chapter 3. I'm going to read from verse 1. These are matters of very serious concern, and I would like you to follow me as I read and pay attention. Woe to the bloody city! It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departed not. The city has become bloody. There is a lie in the city, there is robbery in the city, and it goes on continuously. This is a good description of our present day life. Life is becoming gradually and gradually unsafe. The noise of a whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots. The horsemen lifted up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there is a multitude of slain. That is, many, many are dying day and night, and a great number of carcasses, and there is none end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses. The situation becomes one in which human life has no value again. All these things that I've read in verse 1 to 3, why is it happening? You see the answer in verse 4. Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts plural, the mistress of witchcrafts that selleth nations. Through our whoredoms. That is, witchcraft has power to sell nations and families through our witchcraft. This witchcraft is a trader, but they trade with families. They sell nations, they sell families. Open your Bible to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 18. I read from verse 10. I like to pay special attention to these scriptures that we are reading. Revelation chapter 18 from verse 10. Standing afar off for the fear of our torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth," these are merchants, "they shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore." Now the Bible now makes a list of the merchandise that they sell in Babylon. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones, and of pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, and all fine wood, and all manner vessels of ivory, and all manner vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble. and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beast and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. It's part of the merchandise. So when you read your Nahum and Revelation, it becomes clear to you that there are powers that trade with families, that trade with souls of men. The Bible says, the thief cometh not, but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Beloved, this is a very dangerous period for the family. Many families have become victims of witchcraft robbers and witchcraft traders. As a matter of fact, many families are on sale right now. And many have been bought off many, many years ago. And a lot of families are just spending the rest of their lives paying their grandfather's bill. Many are already being sold. And many are already being auctioned in the market of witchcraft. There are selective markets for materials like human beings, souls, families, nations. Now, when a man marries to a woman, or a woman marries to a man, immediately you contact that marriage and the pastor say, well, will you take this one as your wedded husband or wedded wife, blah, 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 to love, to cherish, blah, blah, blah. And you say, yes, you would. That day, you combine the evil powers of the two families. So today is a day to cry out against the stubborn Pharaoh of family destruction. It's a day to harass the family prison wardens who have kept so many families in bondage. There are some families, all men commit suicide. There are some families, all men are poor. There are some families, whether they like it or not, all the men must marry witches. There are some families, they don't complete any good thing. They start off, but they never get it to go on. There are some families, the woman will always feed the husband. The husband will never, never be financially good enough to feed the wife. These are trading. They've traded something off. And that is the purpose for which we are gathered here tonight. Witchcraft targets nations and targets families. In many families, the chairman of the family meeting and the power sitting on the throne there is the power of witchcraft. And if you don't dismantle it, well, God have mercy. The time has come when believers should learn spiritual violence. The Bible says, right from the times of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The enemy will not let that family go unless you do something. And you see, if you have been doing what you have always been doing before, and you are expecting a different result, you are a madman. Because you've changed nothing. What you are doing the same thing, no change, and you expect different result. No, you get the same result. I want you to understand this very well. Many of the prayers that we have been praying in the Christian church for many, many years are no longer effective now. Because the enemies have mastered those prayers. You can't sit a demon down now and say, oh demon, I beseech thee by the everlasting Father that thou wouldest pack your load and wouldest depart from where thou art. Well, you won't get any result. Maybe in the 50s, if you prayed that, there might be some result. Not now. Because when after you finish that kind of prayer, the first fellow who will say amen is part of them. Because they know that those things are no longer effective. Let my family go. Can you say it loud and clear?
Let my family go.
In the name of Jesus. Say it loud and clear.
Let my family go. In the
name of Jesus. Turn to your friend and shout it at your friend loud and clear.
Let my family go.
Turn to somebody else and shout it loud and clear. Turn to another person and shout it loud and clear. So today is a day to cry against that stubborn Pharaoh that has been working against your family. The first person to cry out in the Bible, "Let my family go," was God himself. When Pharaoh held the Egyptians in bondage, he sent Moses to them with a message, "Let my people go." His people meant the family of God. Let them go. God himself was the first person to start crying out, "Let my family go." The job of a pastor is sometimes very, very difficult. And anybody who thinks that the job of a pastor is just a place where you collect salary, you are wasting your time. It's a much more serious matter than that. Although I'm not an old man, but I've seen so many things in my life. If I begin to describe to you what I've seen in my life as a minister, you probably will not believe me. You would say, this man is talking strange things, weird things. I've seen a talking pregnancy. When you put your ears close to the tummy of the woman, you could hear the baby discussing with somebody. I've seen somebody with both male and female organs, reproductive organs. I've seen a man who was running menstruation like his wife. The last one I saw some time ago, we went to one campus for a crusade, and the head of the cult organization gave his life to Jesus. And as we began to pray for him, he started to take out his trousers. We held his hand, we did not succeed. He pulled off his trousers. And by the time we see, instead of the normal manhood that you see in a man, what he had in position was a snake. So we had to pour the anointing oil on the snake for it to become the normal thing. When we saw that, we now said, please go and bring all the women you slept with so that we can pray with them. He laughed at us and said, I sleep with about 6 per week. How many will I bring here? So I will bring the ones for last week. Now, you tell me. A woman who gets into the trap of that kind of man, she's finished completely. Unless, of course, she can pray. So there are so many strange things that are happening that shows you that there is a terrible attack against the family. The other time, a woman of 47 and her son, they came to see me. When they arrived, they were looking at my face. The woman turned to the son and said, "Talk." The son said, "You talk. Talk, you talk, talk, you talk." And I was looking at them. Eventually, by the time they talked, what happened was that this boy of 17 had put his own mother in the family way. The mother is pregnant from our son of 17. Now put yourself in the position of the Jew. Now, my sister, put yourself in my position. And somebody brings that kind of case to your attention, If you say, go and abort, they will say, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. What counsel will you give in that kind of situation? It's an attack against the family. I've seen a very strange case. Very, very strange case. A mother brought all her five children to the prayer meeting at our prayer city in Nigeria. All five children are mad. Crazy. All of them. None was normal. I said, where is their father? Said their father is a knight in the Catholic Church. I said, oh no. We're not talking about being knight in any church now. There is a problem. And it must be solved. It's an attack against the family. By the time I started praying, and I saw that if those children were left alone without this harassment of madness, they would have been some of the topmost scientists, wonderful people that the world ever knew. But what can they do now? They've made them useless. I know somebody with a PhD in mathematics, but today he's busy teaching an empty class. He will take his chalk and start to work out his mathematics with no student. Something is wrong somewhere. The other time, I prayed with a man. By the time he came for prayer, it was July. From January to July, they had lost 13 persons in the family. Dead. Only two people remain in the whole family. That day, I gave him some prayer to pray. He prayed that, oh Lord, ordain terrifying noises against my enemies. He said that night was the worst night of his life. And he had his dream and there was a battalion of soldiers firing bullets at him. He had the sound of gunfire till he woke up. Because for the first time in his life, he was praying the correct prayer. You could go to church for years and pray the wrong prayer all your life. And by the time you pray the wrong prayer all your life, the same pastor that didn't teach you how to pray will come to the burial ground and say, the Lord give it, the Lord take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whereas the Lord did not take, it's ignorance that took. Get yourself ready because many things are going to happen here tonight. Tonight. The family is the foundation of civilization. The family is a church within a church. The family is a republic within a republic. The family is a world within a world. The family is the building block of the society. So the enemy, who is a wicked enemy, knows that once he attacks the family and destroys the foundation of it, the society will be in a mess. And that is exactly what is happening now. The family is the root of the church, the root of the society, the root of the state. If things go on very well in the family, things go on well everywhere. If things go wrong in the family, things go wrong everywhere. Are you a man and you are here today and you are the kind of man who carries your wife up and throws her against the refrigerator? God have mercy on you. The enemy is using you to destroy your own family. Are you the kind of woman who says, well, if you touch me, I will bite you? And you started to bite. God have mercy. I used to think that it's only the men that beat up the women, until I found some cases where the men were thoroughly rattled and beaten up. The family is like a book. The children are the pages inside, while the covers are the parents. The family is the school of all human virtues. So this is why the enemy is interested in pulling it down and in attacking it. The other time we heard that some satanic agents We're going on 201 days fasting in South Africa to pray against Christian marriages. I don't know whether you heard about this operation they were doing at that time. Unfortunately, none of us have a choice on where we should be born. If some of you here had a choice where you should be born, you will have said to your mother's womb, please, oh, I don't want to come from that family. Take me to another family. But no one has a choice where he or she is to be born. The enemy knows this too. And so organizes itself in such a way as to pollute the family, using all kinds of methods to do it. I will go into those methods very soon. But I want you to know that there is something called collective captivity. Collective captivity is when a group of people have been placed under the same evil umbrella. And if they are under the same evil umbrella, and you want to deliver the family, the first thing to do is to deliver yourself. There is a saying, it says, if there is war and you cannot deliver your country, deliver your town. If you fail to deliver your town, deliver your street. If you fail to deliver your street, deliver your house. If you fail to deliver your house, deliver your family. You fail to deliver your family, deliver yourself. If you fail to deliver yourself, it's a tragedy. So, the collective captivity that has enveloped many of us is what we're struggling against now. And I want you to understand this very well. There are some families, whenever they start getting ahead, all of a sudden things fall apart. There are some families, they will always fall into the sins of their parents. What their parents did that did not favor them, they will go into it again. If you're a very careful reader of the Bible, you'll find that there is an evil trend in the family of David. Anytime anybody from David's family was to rise, a woman will come along to pull them down. Read your Bible very well. You'll find that there. There are some families that the evil things the parents have done, these children are repeating the same thing. And so the old saying, like father, like son, like mother, like daughter, would now be coming to pass. Perhaps you are here tonight and you find that your mother had a very terrible marriage and you discover that the same thing is now happening to you. You better pray hard today, so that evil flow can break. And the kind of prayer that will pray break the evil flow is not ice cream prayer. The ice cream prayer don't work on things like this. Right from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent took it by force. There are some families, they are always experts at telling lies. Lying. All of them in shady businesses. It's an attack against the family line. There are some families, they are fond of coloring the truth. And they are ready to do anything to get what they want. If it means killing, they will kill. It's an attack on the family line. There are some families, marriages just do not work. Don't work at all. So immediately you begin to study your family line and you find an evil trend going, you better cry to the Lord tonight that, look, others may be going through this evil trend. I don't want to be a part of it. My case must be different. Stand to somebody again. Say, let my family go. In the name of Jesus. Shout it loud and clear. Yes. Shout it loud and clear. Shout it louder than that. There are some families, beloved, anytime they start climbing, they climb to a high height that many people begin to envy them, all of a sudden they will make one terrible mistake and they fall flat. It's an attack on the family line. There are some families always, there will be a teenager who got pregnant. A teenage girl will get pregnant there. There must be one girl there who didn't finish school, who got pregnant right there when she's supposed to be studying. It's a trend, an evil trend that must be broken. There are some families, all they struggle with all their life is marital turbulence. Marital turbulence. We had a case some time ago. 5 daughters got married from that family. And within 3 years, all of them were back at home. The same flat they were living before they got married, they were all back there after 3 years. The last one, the youngest one, started coming to the mountain of fire. And she had this kind of message. So for the first time, she knew there was a way out. She now said, okay, if there is a way out, I must do something. In this family house, which is actually a family burial ground, where they live, their grandmother lived in that house too. This young one obtained a copy of one book called Pray Your Way to Breakthroughs. It's a Mountain of Fire and Miracles prayer book. She started praying. The first day she prayed from 12 midnight to 1 a.m. When it was the next morning, the grandmother called her and said, my daughter, which kind of prayer is this one that you prayed last night? Why don't you go to the former kind of prayer you were praying? Why did you change it? Oh, the sister said, oh, all right. The second day she prayed from 12 to 3. The grandmother came and said, you prayed again this prayer last night. Say, hey, this prayer you are praying, you will kill somebody. So when the sister had that one, the next day she now did a 12 to 6. By the next morning, grandmother was dead. While they were searching her things, they now found a padlock. Inside the padlock were the names of all these sisters who were sent back from their husband's home, with a bit of cotton wool and blood. So their marriages have been padlocked. All 5. So that's why they kept going back, going back, going back. Many of you are here now, some from Africa, some from Jamaica, some from America here. There may be somebody in your family line who has padlocked something. Consciously or unconsciously. Close your eyes, beloved. I want you to say this loud and clear with holy violence. Every padlock of darkness, in my family line. Can you say it with holy anger? Die! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the padlock of darkness. Deal with the padlock of darkness in the name of Jesus. Report up for Satan, Diaba Kayaba. Something is happening already. Something is happening already. Yes, the power of God. Move. Move. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are you following me, beloved? Uh-huh. In some family, what they have there is mental disorder. Or there is a particular sickness that goes through the bloodline. Maybe high blood pressure, maybe hepatitis, maybe sickle cell, maybe all kinds of things just traveling through the family line. Today is a day to cry out. That, sorry, I don't want to be a part of it. It is after you have delivered yourself that you can go on there and try and deliver others. There are some families, there is no single person in that family who has made it in life. Everyone there is uniformly poor. There are some families like that. There are some families going through what you call acidic poverty. Acidic poverty is poverty when the poor man tells you that you are poor. So, this kind of trend is not supposed to be so. It should be broken. There are some family, the trademark of the family is laziness. You just find that most people, they don't want to work. They won't work at all. You marry somebody from that family, you have married the deficit. Because they won't work. Won't do all the work. They won't do any work. One of the fastest marriages to break down in the world, I think, lasted for about 8 days. Lasted for 8 days. And why did it last for 8 days? It's because immediately after the marriage, the man welcome the woman and say, "You are welcome to this home. Go to that room." When the woman got to the room, she found a high pile of clothes, dirty clothes. The man said, "Well, I knew that you would soon come here, so I stopped washing my clothes 2 years ago. So I put them there for you to come and wash." So his idea of marriage was to get a glorified house girl to use. It's an attack on the family line. I want you to understand these things. If we just sit down there as Christians and we don't start some kind of prayers, things will go rougher and rougher, and then the end will be very tragic. They say that if you want to achieve anything in life, or you want to win a race, you want to win yourself, you want to come to the top at a competition, a little bit of madness is necessary. If you want to be delivered too from the Pharaoh that cages the family, a little bit of madness in prayer is necessary. There are some families, many people there suffer from depression. There are some family, it's alcoholism. There are some family, you have this trend of committing suicide in the family line. There are some family, people just walk away. You don't know where they've gone. They just walk away. You don't know where they've gone. There are some family, the trademark is uncontrollable anger. Once they get angry, anything can happen. And don't deceive yourself by saying, "Well, my father used to get angry, so I got a little bit of the anger from him." No, it's an evil thing that you must deal with. There are some family, they will always practice polygamy. No matter what, will practice polygamy. There are some family that any time they gather together and they see themselves, they are at each other's throat. They'll fight and fight and fight themselves, and probably the meeting will go into disarray. There are some family, at any part time in the generation, somebody in that family must be in jail. These are things that we need to really deal with. There are some families, the trademark is the vagabond spirit. There are some families, for some reasons, whether they understand it or not, they carry out unpardonable errors, mistakes that it's completely unusual. The other time we went to the prison to pray for prisoners, and we found a boy of 22 in prison. I said, "Young man, what are you doing here?" He said, "He's been in jail." "What did you do?" He said, "I raped a woman." "So, you raped a woman?" He said, "Did you hurt the woman?" He said, "No, I didn't hurt the woman." He said, "The trouble was that the woman he raped was an 80-year-old woman." So we preachers had no choice but to ask. We said, but you are a handsome boy. You can always get these floating girls on the street. Why, 80-year-old woman said, I didn't know what I was doing. So something said, do it, do it, do it. And he did it. And now he's in jail. How long were you sentenced? I said, he's been sentenced for 45 years. So at 22, he's still planning to spend 45 years in jail. By the time he's out, the major part of his destiny will have been wasted. Today, the Lord must deliver you.
Amen.
You must be delivered.
Amen.
You must be delivered.
Amen.
You must be delivered.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, the enemy has some strategies by which he has caged so many families. Let's look a little bit at the strategies of these witchcraft traders by which they cage families. When you understand their strategies, then you know what to pray and how to pray. The first strategy of powers that cage families, the first strategy is to lay bad marriage foundation. Laying of bad marriage foundation. The enemy knows that once the foundation of a marriage is bad, every other thing you build on top of that marriage will collapse. Will collapse. If you see a marriage that is wobbling and is going to collapse, the first question you should ask, bad marriage foundation. Once that foundation is wrong, the marriage will collapse. The reason you don't find many marriages working again is because of the foundation thereof. You meet a man in a party. You don't know where he's coming from. He doesn't know where you are coming from. He says, I love you. You to say, I love you. The next moment, I want to marry you. You to say, yes. And then, that's the foundation. Many years back, when I was a student in the United Kingdom, one day, one of my friends called me and said, Daniel, my wife is arriving from our country. Come and let's go and welcome her at the airport. Oh, I was happy to at least get out of work and follow him there. So I went with him to Heathrow Airport in London. And the plane arrived from where the wife was coming from. We waited at the arrival hall. Everybody was passing. Then I noticed that my friend had a picture in his hand. I said, what's this picture for? He said, that's the woman. I said, so you mean you don't know her? He said, no. So they're posting her to me. So he will look at the picture, we look at the faces of those that were arriving. We look at the picture, look at the faces. We waited and waited and waited. No one that looked like that picture, somebody in that picture arrived. Anyway, while we were about to give up, all of a sudden he said, that looks like her. That looks like her. And he ran there and said, are you so, so and so? The lady said, yes. Say, I'm so, so, and so. They embraced each other at the airport. That was how they got married. So 3 years later, this girl ran away with another man. And my friend wanted to kill himself. So I told him, don't die. Why do you want to die? You got married at the airport. Don't die. Why do you want to die? The foundation of it is already in trouble. So the enemy tries to lay bad foundation for marriages. And once you don't correct that foundation by prayer, the marriage will collapse. Every sex before marriage is bad foundation. Sleeping with a man before marriage, you're laying a bad foundation for that marriage already. You marry somebody because you got pregnant for the person, bad foundation. You marry somebody because you were forced into it, bad foundation. You marry somebody because of physical attraction. You just like the shape, the height, bad foundation. Very soon you will discover those things will disappear very quickly. Very quickly. If you bring Miss America here, Miss America of 1960, I'm sure she won't look too good. Again. Marriages from trial and error. You took a random sample of some men and women. So you live with this one for 1 month, live with that one for 1 month, and then after living together, you decide what foundation. Marriage is based on money. So I want to marry a rich man. He must be rich. Bad foundation. So that is the first way the enemy gets it. So once the witchcraft traders get into a marriage and they look at the foundation and they find that the foundation is faulty, they begin to attack. Number two strategy of attack of these powers is to use generational curses against families. Number three strategy is to use what we call bewitchment. It will bewitch the family. All of them will be making all kinds of errors. Number four strategy is to use spiritual marriage. They will give the men spirit wives, they give the women spirit husbands. And there will be a lot of terrible things happening. Another strategy is that they will use poverty. They put poverty inside, and this poverty they will use it to fight the marriage. Another strategy is that they could use evil covenants and evil dedication. These they will enter into the family line and begin to cause trouble. I want you to know that the power of God is here today. Amen. To carry out powerful things in your life. Amen. Now listen, beloved. While I was in Chicago the other month, the Lord said we should make 21 prophetic utterances there. I'm going to make those prophetic utterances now to you here. The loudest amen to those utterances will bring you the largest miracle. Amen. There is no man that remains the same after a king has visited you. Amen. If the king of a place visits you, your life will no longer remain the same. I decree that the King of Glory shall visit you. In the name of Jesus, he shall visit you. He shall visit you. He shall visit you. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the King of Glory will turn your captivity around. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Instead of regret, you will become great. You become great. You become great. You become great. In the name of Jesus. Every habitation of disgrace in your life shall be converted to promotion. It shall be converted. It shall be converted. It shall be converted. It shall be converted. The Lord shall establish you in his favor. In the name of Jesus, all the restoration that God has packaged for you, you shall possess them. You shall possess them. You shall possess them. You shall possess them. In the name of Jesus. When light challenges darkness, darkness gives up. As you are standing here this evening, your problem shall give up. They 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 shall give up. In the name of Jesus. The power of God we cause every trouble in your life to be dismantled. They shall be dismantled. In the name of Jesus. Power for dignity and liberty shall manifest in your life. It shall manifest. It shall manifest. It shall manifest. In the name of Jesus. Every chapter of sorrow and slavery in your life shall be closed. 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 In the name of Jesus. Anyone here who is in the balcony of this grace, you shall be ushered out of the place. You shall be ushered out. You shall be ushered out. In the name of Jesus. Every obstacle in your life will give way to a miracle. It shall give way to a miracle. It shall give way to a miracle. In the name of Jesus. As from tonight, every frustration shall die. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. In the name of Jesus. Anyone here carrying a residential permit in the valley of defeat shall be delivered. Shall be delivered. Shall be delivered. In the name of Jesus. Instead of a bitter life, you shall have testimonies of a better life. You shall have testimonies of a better life. In the name of Jesus. All the trials that are coming your way shall become the gateway to your promotion. They shall become the gateway to your promotion. In the name of Jesus. The hand that came from heaven and wrote the obituary of Belshazzar shall write the obituary of your enemies. In the name of Jesus. The Lord shall open every door the enemy has closed. He shall open them. 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 In the name of Jesus. Your God shall arise. And your stubborn pursuers shall die. In the name of Jesus. Shout at 21 amen. Oh yes. Oh yes, 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 oh yes. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have your seat, beloved. Let's continue a little bit further. We're not here to joke at all. How do you deal with witchcraft traders who are trading with families? If you find that there is a trend going on in your family, how do you arrest that trend? What can you do? Number one, you need to confess the sins of your ancestors to the Lord. That's the first thing. You must bring quality repentance unto the Lord on behalf of your ancestors. You need to look back into the life of your father, your grandfather, the ones you can remember, and any sin you can remember that is in their life. Bring repentance unto the Lord on their behalf. Fortunately, the Bible allows you to bring repentance on behalf of others. That's the first thing. The second thing you should do is to break every contact with the enemy. Whether it's conscious or unconscious, it can be broken. Fortunately, the spiritual world is a place where you can do rewind and fast forward. You can always rewind things and deal with them as it stands. One day, a 65-year-old woman who did not know what was wrong with her and was coming for prayers every day, I had to say, okay, this woman is disturbing my life. So I said, oh God, what can I do to help this woman? The Lord said, tell her to sit down in one place and begin to pray like this. I break every evil contact with the enemy that I formed when I was 1 year old. I break every evil covenant with the enemy that I formed when I was 2 years old. And she went on and on, and she was 65 years old. So one by one, when she got to the age of 21, all of a sudden she found herself under the bed. Something knocked her away from that bed, meaning that at that age something was formed at that age. When she began to think, she now remembered that it was at that age that her uncle sexually abused her. So she prayed. Now went to the age of 22. By 35 again, there was a violent reaction. By the time she finished, everything that she had been praying for about 20 years, she got them in 1 week. Because all the contacts of the enemy were broken. So break all contacts with the enemy. Number 3, make sure that there is no sin in your life. Any sin in your life will only strengthen witchcraft powers to attack you more. Number 4, ensure that there is no property of the enemy in your possession. Carry out an inventory of everything you have in the house. Know the history of everything. If you have the property of the enemy in your house, the enemy will always come to examine the property. If you are watching a stolen television, you will have high problem. You are eating with stolen spoons, you will have stomach trouble. You are using stolen towels, you will have skin disorders. So you better carry out an inventory, and whatever you know is not properly acquired, get rid of them or make a restitution. If not, the traders will continue to attack you. And then the last thing you should do is to reclaim your lost ground. You reclaim your lost ground, which is what we're here to do. Most of the prayers we are going to pray today is to reclaim the ground that we had already lost. I want you to understand that if you will pray tonight, God Himself will intervene divinely in your affair. And the yoke that has kept you in one stage, in the satanic bus stop, will be broken completely. So I'd like you to do some good thinking where you are. Start with people from your mother's side. How many of them are doing well? How many of them are enjoying their marriages? How many of them are making it? How many of them are achieving anything? Start from that side. Look at it thoroughly. Ask questions. Then go to your father's side. Look at them one by one. How many of them are doing well? How many of them have a good home? How many of them are serving God? How many of them are doing things that they are supposed to do in their lives? Look at these things. When you look at it, then come back to yourself. And say, is there anything that is happening to them that is happening to me? Is there anything that I ought to do that I'm not doing? We prayed with a sister some years back. She had married a very special husband. This husband does not go to work. Man wakes up in the morning, takes the perfume of the one woman, sprays his body, sits down and watches CNN throughout the day. When it's time for lunch, you say, "Madam, your husband is hungry." When it's time for dinner, "Madam, your husband is hungry." When it's time for Christmas or Easter, you say, "Madam, will it be nice if your husband goes out in underwears? I want new clothes." Does nothing. This woman goes about doing all the work, pays the school fees, does everything. She came for prayer. We prayed. There was little improvement. Then the Lord said, why don't you ask me what is the problem? Then we asked the Lord said, we should ask her how many women in her family were married. She said, sir, there are 9 women in my family. I am the only one that is married. It was then we understood where the problem was coming from. The enemy does not want her to marry. And that's why the man was misbehaving. Get yourself ready. The power of God will move in this place. And beginning from now, all of a sudden, you see a change. One sister was sharing a testimony with me this morning. She said she was here yesterday when we were talking about 24-hour breakthrough, but her home was less than 24 hours. And immediately she closed from this meeting, she met somebody who has owed her money for 9 years. And the person didn't recognize her to start with. But when she introduced herself, the person put his hand in his pocket and quickly paid part of the money. 9 years. Rise up on your feet, beloved. All eyes closed. Please, so listen to me very carefully. Once I call a particular situation and you know it's relevant to you, and I say, come out, don't remain on your seat when you're supposed to be outside here on the altar. Just come out so you can pray, get out of that situation and move forward with your life. So there is going to be a lot of movement up and down here very soon. But be very attentive so that you know what to do. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. If you are here this evening and you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, you cannot be delivered from witchcraft traders until you surrender your life to Jesus. So if you are here, you say, Pastor, I can see what the problem is. I want to be free. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, please just raise up your right hand. I want to pray with you. You are not born again. You want to surrender your life to Jesus tonight. You have not done so before. While all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand. God bless you. I see that, and God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, those of you raising up your right hand, just take a bold step of faith. Come quickly to me at the front here so that I can pray with you. Just find a way very quickly to the front here. I want to pray with you so that we can move on very quickly. Just find a way to the front here. God bless you. Find your way here very quickly. We have very short time. Find your way here very quickly. God bless you. God bless you. I have decided to follow Jesus. Your children, let your hand be upon them for good. Let your glory fill their lives. Keep them standing by your power in Jesus' name. Open your eyes and look at me. Just follow this sister here. God bless you. God bless you. Join us later. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now listen to me very, very carefully. You are not only praying for yourself here today, you are standing as an intercessor for your family line, standing for them to pray for them. Organist, you need the prayer, so leave the organ, it's time for you to pray. You are praying for yourself, you are also standing in gap for your family members here. Many of you are concerned with what is going on in your family, but you have no solution. But if you stand in the gap today and pray for yourself and pray for your family line, the power of God will go and touch those who are not saved so that they can surrender their lives to Jesus. Not only that, those who are still in idolatry and all kinds of occultic practices, the prayers we are going to pray today will force their false gods to disgrace them. So that they will run back to Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The first prayer I want you to pray, which I want you to pray with boiling anger. The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The enemy is not ready to grant freedom without a fight. So you need to strike out with all the power you have. If you have looked at your life and you find that your life is following an evil pattern, this is the time to cry out seriously. Every collective captivity, in my family life. Can I hear the sister saying it loud and clear? Is that the best the sisters can do? Can I hear the brother saying the same thing loud and clear? Brother, say it again loud and clear. Everybody together now. Die! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the collective captivity. I refuse to be held captive. In the name of Jesus, every collective captivity in my family line, die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus, kill the captivity, kill the captivity. Mosepola kaya, boshentera, mosepola kaya, boshentera, bakara, bosantia. Every collective captivity in my family line. Die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus. Moseteye boko shente raboko rabasanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening already. That's right. That's right. There are 10 sisters here. You have been caged by this stubborn spirit husband who have been harassing your life. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that spirit husband is broken. It's 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 broken. In the name of Jesus. That's the first person. That's number two. Number three. Number four, somebody help that sister, somebody help that sister. Number five. Number six. Number seven. That's right. That's right. Yes, I remove the evil wedding rings from your finger. I remove it, I remove it, I remove it, I remove it. Yes. Number eight. Number nine. Yes, and number 10. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, get yourself ready again. Every power of wickedness,
every power of wickedness
in my father's house,
in my
Can you say that loud and clear? Shout it at the top of your voice. In the name of Jesus, deal with the power of wickedness. Deal with the power of wickedness. In the name of Jesus. Palika sapia likanta ya baraba. Ribosopola kaya boshente ya bokora basa. Yes, be released by the power of God. Be released. Aha. Bosapela katenda yaba. Ribosapende kaya boshente yabo koraba. In Jesus' name we pray. We are getting a lot of results here tonight. Where the enemy has knocked me down, I arise by fire. Can you say it loud and clear? Yes. In the name of Jesus, where the enemy has knocked me down, I arise by the power of God. Where the enemy has knocked me down, I arise by fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. While we are praying this next prayer point, if you are in this meeting tonight, and you know, nobody has to tell you, you know that in your family, marriages do not work. You better find your way to the altar here and be on your knees. Doesn't work. So just come here. That yoke must be completely broken. Get there on your knees while we pray this prayer. Say, every arrow of shame, backfire. Can you say it with only anger? Say it loud and clear. Say it with only anger. In the name of Jesus, command the arrow of shame to backfire. Yes, every arrow of shame, backfire. Every arrow of shame, backfire. That's right. Ribabo pasente kaya boshente ya baraba. Mokatendere bosete ya ba. Every arrow of shame, backfire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I'm praying for this, your children, who have come out at the frontier. Every spirit of marriage destruction that is working against you, I bind them. I cast them out. I bind them and cast them out. I bind them. I 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 cast them out. In the name of Jesus.